optimistic. Now, who would say we always are, but this has been a much better year. 2014 has been a much better year, so we would hope that for most sectors it would continue to improve. Now, it's very steady, but that it would continue to improve steadily for 2015.
Now, we're told by economists and particularly by politicians that we're in a period of growth. We've turned a corner. The economy is improving. The question always is, of course, is that being felt on the ground? Is there evidence of that locally? Is there?
I suppose you'll see from the larger companies, you know, they're definitely employing more, they're exporting more, you know, the people we would deal with. There's still a lot of people out there with a lot of debt and a lot of, you know, money worries. And definitely wages haven't gone up, which is a worry. So people, the money in people's pockets isn't improving necessarily. And we need that to start improving. We need to see the domestic market improve for the sort of the local businesses, the retailers, the services businesses. But, I mean, it's been getting slightly better. So we just have to hope that this next year, you know, maybe tax relief, maybe there'll be a few things done by the government to get more money in people's pockets.
One of the major initiatives the Chamber has been involved in has been the hiring of a town centre manager and the implementation of a plan to try and bring business and life back into the town centre of Letterkenny. That presumably will be a very important part of your efforts in 2015.
Yeah, I think that was an initiative we really spearheaded last year, and we're starting to see some progress on that. We would definitely would hope that would gain some more momentum as the year goes on. You know, we still hear people thinking the town centre is too quiet, so we want to really work on that this year. We'll do that along with our Shop LK brand as well, you know, trying to promote Letterkenny outside, Letterkenny as such, outside the local area. The whole sterling exchange rate, which we assume will still be in our favour next year, is really helping as well. So it's bringing people in from the north, but also keeping people here to shop.